back, and we go down to Australia this hour to talk to David John Oates to get the latest from the world, the wonderful, amazing world of reverse speech. Hello, David. How are you?
I'm doing good, Jeff. How are you?
I'm good. You've got to learn to turn that mic on. It's been 30 years now we've been doing this or something.
No,
turn the mic on.
That little lesson by now, wouldn't you?
You got it. I'm okay. So what's going on here? There's more madness out there that it seems to be compounding. It changes. It's like they put a new coat of paint on it, but it's still insanity. It's crazy.
It's a roller coaster. It's a roller coaster. We've got a roller coaster going on in Australian politics. We've just got Prime Minister.
Turnbull is out. Who's in?
A guy called Scott Morrison. He was a treasurer. This is our seventh Prime Minister in 11 years. Unbelievable. I think the Australian public's had enough of it, you know. Give us some stability and leadership, will you? This is insane.
Well, that's one and a third years each or something. How does this work? You've got a parliamentary government. So do they have to form a coalition to get this guy in? How did he ascend to the top?
Well, we follow the British system of parliament. We've got two parties, the Labour and the Liberals. The Liberals form a coalition with the Nationals. The Liberals can't govern in their own right. They're in power now. Under a coalition government with the National Party. So
it's actually almost like having a three-party system in a way, isn't it?
Oh, essentially it is. Yeah, we've got lots of other smaller parties too. You know, like the Greens, and there's quite a few of them. You know, but it's made basically a three-party system, and it works quite well. I think the Australian political system works quite well, except for this one glaring thing of this leadership. I mean, it was never like this when I grew up. You know, Prime Minister was in for the whole term.
It's a three-year term. How long would Donald Trump last there?
He'd be out in a week. They wouldn't put up with that.
No, I wouldn't think so.
There's a move to get Australia a republic and have a presidential style system, you know, like America. So
I don't know if that's a good idea.
I'd rather be able
to change if the guy doesn't do the job, and I'm sure many of those seven were not up to the task. They weren't all good guys who were kicked out. We just don't have the ability to change. I like that idea of being able to change. It's not so bad. It's got some positives to it. So.
Yeah. Well, the leader's got to have the support of the party. And if the party doesn't have the support of the party, they fire him and put a new leader. That's exactly what's happened in Australia for the last 11 years. So.
All right. Oh, very good. So
revolving door of prime ministers.
That's all right. How's the reverse speech world in this last week, since we talked, I guess?
Well, you mean what's happening in reverse speech?
Yeah, anything. In other words, what's on tap for tonight? Let's just jump to the punchline.
Right, reverse speech. Right. Okay, we got Trump. We got quite a few reversals on Trump tonight. So Trump on Ohio and Trump. Versus the press, we got someone Gingrich. Look, I've got some that I don't know whether to play them or not. On Amarosa, I hesitate playing them because I haven't tested them. I haven't run them by Jeff, but I guess we could start off with that. We'll see how accurate I am. Okay.
Have you done some of these yourself this time?
Oh, yeah, I've done all of these myself. This is what I did on Amarosa. First of all, we...
Amarosa, I sent you that. You did it. Good.
I did it. Well, I did half of it. Then I got called away and...
All right. Well, good. All right, well, this will be interesting. Let's find out if Amarosa is the big liar they were trying to make her out to be.
And these are raw. I haven't run them past Jeff. These are just as I found them.
All right.
So, first one says Trump phone call. So, let's play it.
I didn't know that. God damn it. I don't love you leaving at all.
Okay, this is Trump. And here he says, I made Kelly. There it is.
I made Kelly yeah. do it. I made Kelly yeah, that, fire you.
That's the whole inference behind exactly what I was going to say. Yeah, I made Kelly fire you. So it's a blatant lie. So here's the Fords again.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Damn it. I don't love you leaving at all.
Oh, and I made Kelly.
Clear as it could be. You know, even his forward speech to her was, it stunk. It just, you could tell he was lying. He lies. The guy lies. They all lie. Doesn't matter who it is. Obama, like, come on, every one of them lies. That was particularly pathetic, though. He has Kelly do it. Here you just caught him out on it with reverse speech. Good job. I figured that you might. That's why I asked you to do it. Thank you. Yeah, he made Kelly do it and pretended like he didn't know. In the beginning of that phone call, he says, "Oh, hi, Omarosa. I've seen on the news that you might be leaving." Like he didn't know. Just disgusting.
Right.
Really disgusting.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. So there we go. So that's reversal number one. All right. So
I hope Omarosa's listening and she listens to this herself. It'll give her some more substance to her position. Not that she can use it in public.
So here's Omarosa. Okay. I don't know. I have no idea whether she comes out good or bad. Okay. So I'm just.
That's fine. That's good.
As I found them. So here's Fords.
Omarosa, who joins us now. Good morning. Good to see you.
Glad to be back here at the Today Show.
Nice to see you. I should let you know I am recording this conversation.
Oh, very good.
Okay. She hands a break. I need the buck.
She hands it very shabby to settle.
Now, is that her or the interviewer? Hang on. Let's run the Fords.
That's Omarosa.
Up here at the Today Show. I
think it's Omarosa. The voice is deep.
Is it? Yeah, well, because running it backwards to slow it down.
Oh, okay.
Right, there it is, right there.
Glad to be back here at the Today Show.
Nice.
Yeah, glad to be back here. She hands a break, I need the buck. All right, well, she's giving her a break, and I guess she needs to sell her books. So she hands a break, I need the buck. She's got a break, you know, she's getting a break, and she needs to get the word out there.
So the other woman there is named Guthrie. She's the Today Show newswoman. Play it again. That's very good. Remember, this is Omarosa. Now her book has just been released, I guess the day before, 2 days before, and she's, I need the break. Go ahead. Yeah, that's good.
Yeah, she needs. Okay, so here's the Fords again. Here we go.
Omarosa, who joins us now. Good morning. Good to see you.
Glad to be back here at the Today Show.
Nice to see you. I should let you know I am recording this conversation.
Oh, very good.
Okay, she hands a break. I need the buck.
Totally congruent. Yeah, very good.
Yeah, well, she needs to sell books. That's why she's doing interviews.
Why, you bet. Why else would she be doing all the interviews? Of course.
Right. Nothing wrong with that. All right, next one. Omarosa.
He probably instructed General Kelly to do it so that he could keep his hands clean when he spoke to me. I'm wondering, is he sincere? The other question is...
Yeah, well, we just heard that he did instruct General Kelly to do it. From Trump's own reversal, so Omarosa was correct. And here she says, pray for Caesar.
Pray for Caesar.
Oh, yeah.
Pray for Caesar.
Wow.
So what is she saying? Caesar is Trump, and Trump. There was pray Caesar for Trump. He's in big trouble. Yeah. The guy's screwed up. He's got problems.
Exactly right. Yeah, hit the nail right on the head. Yeah, exactly right. Yeah, okay.
Well, she's come very credible so far.
Yep, yeah, absolutely. All right, next one along.
They run a big operation. Who is the they? Is General Kelly puppeting Donald Trump?
Okay.
Is he truly running this country instead of the president?
Do you think the president lies off?
Okay, you lack all the shit.
You lack all the shit.
Oh, yeah.
You lack all the shit.
Okay.
You lack all the shit.
She's talking to herself. In other words, she's not caught up in all this shit. She's not part of it.
You lack...
All...
No, I don't hear A-L. I hear O-N.
Oh, you lack on the shit. Oh, okay. All right. Glad again.
He lack on the shit.
He lack on the shit.
Oh, yeah. I gotcha.
He lack on the shit.
Yes, it is on. Yeah, okay. All right. Yeah, well, okay. Yeah, well, fair enough.
So you're lacking on the crap. All right.
That's right. Yeah, which is a sort of a double negative way of saying it, you know.
Right. Right. See, so far this woman strikes me as being very intelligent so far.
Yeah, well. All right. Next one along.
Oh, absolutely. In fact,
There
was a report that said that he lied almost 4,000 lies in the last year.
Have you known that he is a liar, as you say?
Well, absolutely.
Why did you work for him?
Huh, that's a broke. You will do it.
What is it?
That's no fears are written.
Oh, yeah, clear.
That's no fears are written.
Oh, yeah.
What is it, David? I'm sorry.
Sorry?
What is it? What is the reverse?
Oh, I'm sorry. That's a broke. B-R-O-K-E. You will do it. That's a broke. B-R-I-K-E. You will do it. I'm not too sure what it means, but anyway. It could be that's the bloke. You will do it. No, it's broke. Broke.
It's broke.
I wonder what that means, though. I don't know what that would mean.
And she's talking about Trump's prodigious lying in her forward speech there, yes?
That's a broke. You will do it. Yes, she is. 4,000 lies or whatever in some period of time.
That's 5 minutes.
You will do it. Yeah.
No, that was a joke. Not 5 minutes.
She's saying that's right. Whatever. 5 minutes. Look, I don't know what the reversal means. I just think she's...
No, it's fair enough. I don't know what it means either, but it doesn't mean something. How's that for a double negative?
Yeah, that's true. All right, let's move on to the next one. Here we go.
First of all, he is known to be an entertainer, to exaggerate, but I never expected him to lie to the country.
The neighbors warned me.
The neighbors warned me.
Oh, yeah.
The neighbors warned me.
There we go.
Oh, wait.
The neighbors warned me.
No,
I don't hear warned. There's no W there. Hold on. Let's hear that again. It would be nice if it said the neighbors warned me. That would correlate with, I never expected Donald Trump to lie. I was warned, but I do not hear a W in there.
Okay.
It's Nornzy. Nornzy.
What are you hearing?
Nornzy. N-O-R-N-S-I-E. Nornzy.
Well, it doesn't mean anything then.
No.
Yeah, forget it. Don't worry about
Wait. Don't throw it all out. Hold on. The neighbors.
Okay.
The neighbors is there.
Yeah, I can hear warn too, but it's a very soft W, so I can hear why it's hard to hear. Anyway, that's all right. The neighbors are certainly there.
Yeah. Play it one more time. Just for fun.
Okay. Sure.
And the neighbors know Z.
I hear Nornzy. There's an S E at the end. Nornzy. And it's not me. There's no M on the end. Listen, there's no M.
Well, if Jeff had warned me about that, I would have gotten thrown.
Sorry, the neighbors. Maybe, you know, the neighbors. All right. The neighbors told me. Whatever. All right. Well, that's okay.
That's true. All right, so let's try the next one.
Are you concerned at all about any legal consequences for taping
they
in a situation room? But
they
are you
be concerned?
Are
no,
you
absolutely not? Because I have protections. The moment that I've decided to blow the whistle on a lot of the,
they shattered my heart.
They shattered my heart.
Oh yes.
They shattered my heart.
That one's there.
They shattered my heart.
You know, it almost sounds like same thing. They shafted my heart.
Oh, shafted. Play it again. I can hear both. Yeah.
Doesn't matter. It's the same thing. Yeah. She was really expecting that this man, when he was elevated to the presidency, would rise to the dignity and integrity of the office. but he didn't. So her heart is broken. He broke her heart with this.
That's what these reversals are saying. Yeah. And then the last reversal I've got on her is this one here.
But don't you see the irony of all people, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, saying that this book is full of lies when she lies?
And heard the mess.
Heard the mess.
Yeah. Well, Sarah Huckabee Sanders heard the mess. She knows. This is a put down. It's actually not a put down. She's just drawing attention to the fact that, in her view, Sarah Huckabee Sanders, the press secretary, lies all the time. Right. That's the mess. It's a mess. It's all a mess.
Yeah. So let's just play the first one again on the Trump phone call. That's a classic.
Yeah.
One.
Oh, yeah.
He's Trump.
I didn't know that.
Yeah.
Damn it. I don't love you leaving at all.
I made Kelly.
Amen.
Yeah. It was Tuesday. He made Kelly do it.
Totally, 100% guilty. He absolutely, you got it. Congratulations. That's a big one. Wow.
Well, there you go. I give myself 8 out of 10 for those.
Yeah, and maybe you finish up when you have time with the rest of her. I think she's worth it. I think this woman is telling the truth, basically.
All right, okay.
Good job.
All right,
good job.
Let's
good
have
job.
There we go. That's in this. I just don't get time, Jeff. I just got so.
Oh, I know. You're trying to run a business and a life and everything. I know. Believe me, I know.
Thank you for doing these. Hard as you do, Jeff.
Well, I know you do.
Yeah, I fell asleep during my training class the other day this weekend.
Wow. Well, thank you for doing these. That was a big one. That was big.
All right, here is these are Naomi's now. So we're on Trump, so we'll continue Trump. Trump interviewed by Ainsley Earhart. Here we go.
Me, which he never reported. I've been talking about he never reports it. I mean, you look at the bad things. He wanted the FBI job that Christopher Wray has. Now, Christopher Wray was recommended by Rosenstein. The FBI, I'll tell you what, if you took a poll of the FBI, I guarantee you one thing, I'd do very well.
Huh. Here he says, aware of a serpent.
Aware of a serpent.
Oh, yeah.
Aware of a serpent.
Huh, it's clear.
Aware of a serpent.
Clear.
Very clear.
Deception seat in the FBI? I guess that's what he's talking about, isn't it?
Who's the serpent, though?
It doesn't say.
Does it?
Oh, let's play the forwards. Hang on. Let's play the forwards on the reverse. If we can hear what the forwards, Zach Forwards is.
Now Christopher Wray.
Christopher Wray. Oh yeah, who's that?
Now Christopher Wray.
Now he's getting on to the punchline is Rod Rosenstein.
Hang on. Let's pick the on the forwards again.
FBI. I'll tell you what. If you took a poll in the FBI, I guarantee you one thing. I'd do very well.
Are you considering pardoning Paul Manafort?
I have great respect for what he's done in terms of.
You're on to the next one now.
Yeah, right. All right. Well, it must be back here. Hang on, we'll go back here. Sorry.
Which he never reported. I've been talking about he never reports it. I mean, you look at the bad things. He wanted the FBI job that Christopher Wray has. Now,
he wanted the FBI job that Christopher Wray had, aware of a serpent.
Aware of a serpent.
And there it is.
So he's talking about Rosenstein, I think.
I don't know who they are.
Wasn't there Rosenstein in there somewhere earlier?
Yes, it was. Yeah, yeah.
So that would probably be the serpent.
That would make sense. Yeah, that would make sense. Yep. Okay. All right. Here he is again talking about ICE in Ohio.
They go into gangs and nests of people that are so bad and so evil.
And he says, beat the Sanders.
Beat the Sanders.
Oh, yeah.
Beat the Sanders.
Beat
the Sanders.
Bernie Sanders planning to run again?
He, in the first big poll, came in, let's see, first was Biden, then it was Hillary, then it was Bernie, and then it was Elizabeth Warren. So Bernie was third in the first big Harris poll. Is he thinking of running again? I think he'd like to, but I don't think he's got traction. He's isolated now on the extreme left side, the socialist end of the fragmenting Democrat Party. So I don't think I don't think it's going to go anywhere.
Yeah, I don't know what's happened to the Democrats. I mean, I'm watching them over here in Australia. They're falling to pieces.
That's right.
Yeah. Trump's going to win his second term by default.
Well, makes it much longer, it's hard to say. I don't trust Pence. I don't trust the whole thing. Every week it's a new scandal about Trump. I mean, how long can this go on? Seriously.
Yeah, I know.
He's being a good boy and doing what he's told. I know how the game is played. We get that. But, man, there's a lot of liabilities there. Now his son, talking about Donald Jr., may be indicted. So that could be the next big...
Oh, really? I didn't know that.
That could be the next big one. So it's scandal after scandal.
Wow. So. Gee whiz. All right, here's Trump again in Ohio.
Secretary of State, John Husted. John, thank you. Thank you, John. I'll tell you what, they're a great combination. They're tough, they're smart, they love this state. I've known them a long time. They are really something very special, and you're lucky to have them. And I will tell you, I also know your opponent, because we had to get him the hell out of the credit. He was destroying a lot of people's lives. He was destroying people's lives. Great people.
Large section four for two words in reverse. Her riot.
Her riot.
Oh, yeah.
Her riot. Her riot.
There wasn't a riot at Ohio, was there?
Not that I know of, no. We got a lot of stuff tonight, David.
Let's have the break.
Okay, all right. Some really amazing reversals already. Hang on, and David and I will be back with more for you next. Okay, and welcome back with David John Oates, yours truly, and all of you around the world, wherever you are, welcome. And we're going to hear some more reverse speech examples from some of the newsmakers that we hear all the time. It's fun to hear I'm telling you, you got Trump on that. Even when I heard the phone call, he'd say, I don't love it that you're leaving. That was a weird construct. It's like he didn't know what to say, and he just... sort of threw the words out there. He sounded as phony as he could possibly sound before
that's a classic example of reverse speech. That's just classic. I made Kelly. Beautiful example.
Yeah.
Like it when you find ones like that.
They're biggies.
All right. So here we have Trump at the Ohio rally still.
By the way, I hate to say this, they're doing $750 million in Florida, but we won't mention that tonight. They'll be doing it here soon, too, because they love the state. Charter Steel announced a new $150 million steel mill in Cuyahoga Heights. That's a great one.
Well, this is a strange reversal. None of us know this.
None of us know this.
You know, the way he was doing that... It was almost as if he hadn't rehearsed the speech that he was giving. He didn't pronounce. He almost kicked Cuyahoga all over the place. I think he was saying, "I didn't read this in advance, and I don't even know what the hell I'm saying."
Yeah, I get that impression, unless he's just throwing things out and he doesn't know whether they're true or not. He's just throwing things out for the sake of saying it.
Well, whoever wrote that for him, it's true. He's reading, but he didn't prep. He's just reading.
Yeah.
Here's your script, Donald. It's on your teleprompter. Just read it.
Okay,
all right. Yeah, play it again. No, let's listen. Listen to the forewords. He sounds almost tentative, like he's reading it for the first time.
Okay, so here's the forwards.
By the way, I hate to say this, they're doing $750 million in Florida, but we won't mention that tonight.
All right, now he goes back to reading.
I'm sorry, what's that?
Now he goes back to reading. All right.
I love the state. Charter Steel announced a new $150 million steel mill in Cuyahoga Heights. That's a great one.
See? Oh, yeah, that's a great one. Yeah, you're right. Yeah.
He did. Now, he read that for the first time right there.
He doesn't know this. He's like, oh, that's good. Oh, that's cool. Yeah, you're right. None of us know this.
None of us know this.
He's not connected to the whole thing. Well,
nope.
That's funny.
No, that's a real interesting one, too. Yeah.
I'll be bothered. Well. Okay, all right, so here's the next one. Here he is talking about Maxine Waters.
Yeah, always fun.
The legendary Maxine Waters, the de facto head of the Democrat Party. She's the de facto head now. Congratulations. Maxine didn't know it. I'm just telling her.
And here he says, Leeds a lonely scam.
Leeds a lonely scam.
Oh, yeah.
Leeds a lonely scam.
Could be Heeds a lonely scam.
Needs it only scum.
That almost is an H.
Yeah, I know. I think it's Heeds a lonely scam.
Needs it only scum.
Yeah, it is Heeds.
Needs it only scum. Needs it only scum.
Well, yeah.
So, in other words, she's a lonely type of political figure. All right, so she's scamming.
Yeah,
he's heeding what she's doing, but I don't think he takes it too seriously.
Yeah, that's right. Yeah. All right, so here's the next one.
And they've always been voting for Democrats, you know, almost always.
So what? Some more money.
So what? Some more money.
Be bothered.
So what? Some more money.
That's funny. I don't know. Yeah, play the forward again. I think we might need more.
I think we need more of this forward. This is what I got.
And they've always been voting for Democrats, you know, almost always.
So what's some more money?
So what? Some more money.
In other words,
so what? Some more money.
He doesn't really care.
No, he didn't care. That's right. It. He didn't care. Nope.
All right. Then here's the next one.
Thank you very much. Great job. Good book. I hear good book. So Mike's running against the far left candidate, and you know he was groomed by Pocahontas.
Then I fell off it.
Then I fell off it.
Huh.
Then I fell off it.
That's interesting.
Then I fell off it.
That's interesting. Has he fallen off his pulpit?
Well, one more time.
Okay, here we go. Then I fell off it. That's what I'm hearing anyway.
Then I fell off it.
Then I fell off it. Then I fell off it.
You know, it could almost be, and it would sound the same, if he said, the knife fell off it.
Oh, yeah, let's play it again.
Yeah.
Oh, I'm sorry. Wrong one.
The knife fell off it.
Oh, I totally hear what you hear.
The knife fell off it.
The knife fell off it. The knife fell off it.
You know what? I can hear both.
It's possible. I don't know. But
layered reversals. Yeah. All right. Okay. So here's the next one.
And everyone said, sir, we've been trying to get that approved for 40 years. But I'm good at getting things approved. We're pretty good at that, right? And we got it approved.
They are bad.
Yeah, bad.
Who's he talking about?
Well, let's run it again.
And everyone said, sir, we've been trying to get that approved for 40 years. But I'm good at getting things approved. We're pretty good at that, right?
I don't know what he's talking about. They are bad. Well, you talking about people trying to get whatever it is he approved of for 40
years.
Well,
he's bragging about himself.
That's right. That's right. And he's putting the other people down.
Yeah.
They are bad. Yeah. Yeah, all right. Okay. All right. Well, it's been a little bit revealing in our reversal tonight.
Yeah, we like these. These are good. Thank you, Naomi. Good job.
Yeah. Okay, here's this one.
Small businesses all over the place. They were going into oblivion. They were coming up. I didn't know anything about them. I started running for president. Everybody said, oh, you're running for president. Remember many of the people back, I call them the fakers. They were saying, no, he's just doing this for fun. You think this is fun? It's not fun. I had a fun life, but I actually like this better.
They deserve with Hillary blank this.
They deserve with Hillary what this.
Oh.
They deserve with Hillary what this.
It's done like the blank. It's not a clear word.
They deserve with Hillary.
See, I would just document they deserve with Hillary.
They deserve with Hillary.
And they deserve with Hillary.
Well, play the rest of it.
Okay, I just don't hear the F word.
Yeah, the F, it might not...
What this?
They deserve with Hillary. What this?
It's not an F.
They deserve with Hillary. What this?
It's pretty close, but it's not technically there. I could say that could pass with an asterisk. I think a rather appropriate comment to tag on to the first part. Go ahead, David. Sorry.
Saying they deserve Hillary, you know. Gee whiz, gay, she's better than me. It's blank.
So,
job, give it to Hillary.
Let's hear the forwards again.
Okay, all right. So here is the forwards.
Small businesses all over the place. They were going into oblivion. They were coming up. I didn't know anything about them. I started running for president. Everybody said, oh, you're running for president. Remember many of the people back, I call them the fakers. They were saying, no, he's just doing this for fun. You think this is fun? It's not fun. I had a fun life, but I actually like this better.
What the hell is that? What a strange construct. First of all, he says, you think this is fun? Like, no, this isn't fun. Then he said, well, I had a fun life, but I like this better. He contradicted himself.
No.
180 degrees. He's just babbling. You know, he's just throwing words out. You know, he doesn't think before he speaks much of the time.
No, so, he doesn't.
And then he says, give us the Hillary line.
They deserve with Hillary blank this. Here's the reversal.
They deserve with Hillary what this.
Yes.
They deserve with Hillary what this.
You know, it almost sounds like, you know, the hell with all of you. You deserve Hillary.
Yeah,
you could have got Hillary. I think he's getting burnt out on all this stuff. That's what I'm hearing.
I think you're right. That's exactly the sense I get from the reversal.
This is really given with a lot of emotion. I mean, I think he's really sick of it, all the crap.
He probably says,
what do I need this for? I could go back to being blah, 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 but there's no business like show business, and he's not going to give it up easily. His ego, his narcissism... No, but I think his inner self is sick of it. We're getting there.
I see all the talks and the Dems about impeachment, and I'm thinking, why? He hasn't done anything impeachable, that as far as I'm aware. Anyway, I don't know. Anyway. All right, here's the next reversal.
But the one thing, they stick together. They always stick together. And they slow walk everybody. And that's what it is. It's obstruction and it's resistance. Their whole campaign is resist. You know, they still haven't figured out they lost the election, but they're going to figure it out soon.
They plan to give the battleship money.
So the Democrats are coming back, and
right.
They're going to be funded, as always. They're going to fund
right.
the Democrat battleship, and there's going to be another right. big showdown.
That's exactly how I interpret the reversal. Yep. I was just about to say exactly what you said. So
yeah.
There we go. Perfect. Yep. Okay, next one. Here we go.
So while Democrats run down our country, they really do. They run it down. It's always negative, nasty, the way they come after me. Get used to it. We won the election. We're going to win again in 2020, and hopefully we're going to keep winning. Thank you. Man, these are nasty people. They are nasty and dishonest. You notice the way nobody looks at them? Is that deep state or what? Explain it. Nobody looks at them. All this thing. McCabe, you have the beautiful Lisa Page.
Okay, you deal with it, Sam. Play it again.
Get there with it, Sam. Play it again.
Get there with it, Sam. Play it again.
Or it could be played again, not played again. Sorry, played again. You deal with it, Sam. Play it again.
Get there with it, Sam. Play it again.
Yeah.
Get there with it, Sam. Play it again.
Play it again.
It's there. It's quick. You know what he's just his subconscious is kind of just making fun of it again. He doesn't play it again, Sam. Go ahead. I don't give a damn. Go ahead.
Let's go for round two.
Yeah. I really think that his from reverse speech, you were hearing that his inner self is getting tired of this. It's taken a toll on him. How it could not is, you know, of course, silly. It has to. And I think he's tired of it.
He
goes on these speeches like that one to help endorse a Republican who's running for a key race. They stick a bunch of script up on the teleprompter and say, get out there and read it. Then he ad-libs and he reads, and he ad-libs and he reads. And we heard in that other reversal, he read it, and that was probably the first time he'd ever seen it. And he just about kicked Cuyahoga all over the place. And his reversal proved it.
Yeah, right.
We didn't know anything about this or whatever he said. Now, it was the first time he's seen it.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. All right, here we have a piece that says Trump versus the press compilation. So I don't know what this is, so let's play it.
Lying, thieving people back there, the media. Such lying, disgusting people. They're liars and made-up stories.
And he says, it sucks.
It sucks. It sucks.
Yeah.
It sucks.
Speaks for itself. And then the next one.
You know, I have a very good relationship with Fox. Fox has treated me fairly.
Hannity, Laura Ingraham, Tucker Carlson.
You guys aren't fake. Fox was very nice to me.
Steve Deuce, James Ryan.
And Fox and Friends in the Morning is the best show, and it's the absolute most honest show.
He says, sing an omen.
Sing an omen.
Sing an omen.
Yeah.
Sing an omen.
Oh, just an omen for the whole thing. I don't know.
Right. Right.
All right. We got one on Mike Pence. So let's play Mike Pence.
Now the time has come to write the next great chapter in the history of our armed forces, to prepare for the next battlefield, where America's best and bravest will be called to deter and defeat a new generation of threats to our people, to our nation. The time has come to establish the United States Space Force.
Huh. Stealth and sharing his unit.
Stealth and sharing his unit.
Oh, yeah.
Stealth and sharing his unit.
Yeah.
Stealth and sharing his unit.
Yeah, well, that'll be a program with stealth, secrecy.
Right, yeah. It'll be a stealth space force. In other words, we're not going to broadcast where all the assets up there will be placed. So.
Getting into Star Wars. I've been seeing. Have you seen the new lasers they're doing now? Burn right through an engine block.
Yeah.
What amazing stuff.
Yeah, yeah. Tune in 5 years if we're around and see where it is then. Yeah, they're making advances all the time.
Yeah, well. Here's Obama attacking Trump.
You don't have to be a husband or father to stand up for women. You don't have to have a disability to say it's wrong to mock somebody with a disability. You don't have to be a Muslim to stand up for our fellow citizens who are just as patriotic as we are. You just have to be a decent person, and you just have to love this country.
And he says, finance it, and I'll burn him.
Finance it, and I'll burn him.
Wow.
Finance it, and I'll burn him.
Wow.
Finance it, and I'll burn him.
Now, I'm interested in what he said forward. Did he say when he's remember the word is he's a closet Muslim. He's certainly sympathetic to Islam. Did he use the construct "we" as meaning Muslims? We, like him. We.
Let's play it again. Here we go.
You don't have to be a husband or a father to stand up for women. You don't have to have a disability to say it's wrong to mock somebody with a disability. You don't have to be a Muslim to stand up for our fellow citizens who are just as patriotic as we are. You just have to be...
No, it's not about patriotic citizens.
Got it. Yeah.
Finance it and I'll burn him. So he's going to come after Trump. And,
He's not going away. No, this guy... No.
He's hanging around.
Oh, yeah.
And here he is again.
You don't have to be a husband or a father to stand up.
Right, so that's the same forwards. And the backwards is, and I use it, and I use death. Wow.
How I use it, and I use death.
Wow.
How I use it, and I use death.
So I use it, and I use death.
How I use it, and I use death. How I use it, and I use death.
Yeah, and I use it, then I use death. He's a dark one.
Yeah, he is. Well, we saw that all throughout his presidency, didn't we?
Yeah, so. He killed a lot of people.
Oh, wow. Okay, here's a parody, Trump's favorite things.
Golfing and Big Macs and late-night tweet rages. Tax breaks for fat cats and babies in cages. Justice is dancing like puppets on strings. These are a few of Trump's favorite things.
And the first of it is such glowing parody.
Such glowing parody.
Ha!
Somebody's patting someone's self on the back.
Oh, sorry, what's that, Jeff?
Someone's patting someone on the back. Someone's self on the back.
I know, I think
this is
so.
Really good. In other words, whoever is delivering that was saying, this is really good stuff. That's funny.
Yeah, that's a great one. Yeah. All right, here we have... Mattis. I'm just sort of going down the list here.
We went Mad Dog, through. Okay.
We should have gone through the break. Oh, doesn't matter. All right, so here's Mattis.
Well, I think for those of you at Hoover Institution, I know there's some of my old colleagues out here.
Boy, I'm going to shoot.
Boy, I'm going to shoot.
Oh, yeah.
Boy, I'm going to shoot.
So what does this mean, David? We're getting ready. He's finally going to get to pull the trigger on somebody. Is that it?
Yeah, that's what it means. Yep. Something's in the works.
Syria. Watch Syria. Or Iran.
Yeah. Yep. All right. Next one.
If you look at even the terrorists and how in one case, ISIS, they bulldozed the boundary line between Syria and Iraq. What you're looking at is a variety of forms of attacks on the sovereignty and territorial integrity of the state system. That's the bottom line.
And I believe it.
I believe it.
Oh, yeah.
I believe it.
Oh, yeah, well.
I believe it.
Good luck.
Congruent reversal, I guess.
Mm-hmm.
Here's the next one.
And I just say to you young people in the room, we owe you the same, you and I were born in this country by complete accident. We had no say-so in it. We chose to live in the country. That's our choice. We have a responsibility to the young people to turn over in as good a shape as we inherited it when we got it. And that's what...
Now get the reverse and quick. Our planet, they'll argue. Our planet, they'll argue.
Our planet, they'll argue.
Yeah.
So it's our planet, but they'll argue it?
That's right, yeah, we'll all argue. People will argue and fight over in this planet. You know, we're in this mess of arguing.
All right. Okay. All right. We'll give you another couple minutes here. We can squeeze it in, I think.
All right. A planet, they'll argue.
Well, then they'll argue.
Well, then they'll argue.
Yeah, right. He's just predicting future problems. I don't know.
Right. Got time. Don't forget the first reversal, though. It sounds like he's getting ready to finally do what he wants to do, and that's ignite something.
Yep. Anyway, okay. All right. Well, that'll do. All right. Okay.
You're all done?
We're all done.
All right. Okay. Very good. Some outstanding ones tonight, David. Really good.
Yes, a good night tonight. I made Kelly. I like that one.
Well, I'd go with maybe get the rest of Omarosa to Naomi and have her go through it.
Yeah.
That woman's a strong speaker. She came through tonight very well. They're trying to discredit her, but I don't think it's going to work.
Awesome.
Nope. Thank you, David. Really well done.
Focus.
As always.
Jeff. Okay. All right. Speak to you soon.
Okay.
Bye.
If you want to come on next week, we'll find time if you come up with enough material so we can. I don't know how much
I've still got reverses I haven't played, and I'll get some more material. So, put me down for next week, too. I'll come on. Okay.
All right. Well, maybe on Wednesday or Thursday. Yeah, okay. One or the other. Okay.
Right, well, we'll connect if I email.
Okay. All right. Thanks, David. All right.
Thanks, mate. Bye.
Very good. Very interesting. Yeah. So Omarosa, through reverse speech, comes across very well. Not a big surprise. Trump in that recording acting like he didn't know. Pretty embarrassing, huh? Yeah. Okay. Well, that's it for Monday. We'll be back tomorrow night. Have a good day. Take care. And talk to you soon.